Do the music. All the time. You know, I love the song, Jeff. I love the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music right here on the Wisp Turlington Show, 108.9 The Hawk. But I do have to say.
Gotta say it.
I gotta say it. We play that song. Scotty, our producer, right behind the glass in the bathroom of the Rock and Roll RV. I gotta say, Scotty, and you can run this up the pole all the way up to Boss Ron and all the way up to the
Canadians.
We'll
salute it when it gets to the top of that pole.
Amen. I salute you. We play that song a little too much. Like once an hour, listen to the music is a lot.
We might be playing a little bit too much.
I don't want to go out on a limb here.
It's a lot.
I mean, we are listening to the music. You're listening to the music right here on 108.9 The Hawk, Val Verde's.
You know, I gotta say, I'm wondering if we're playing it so much because I think the kids are getting really into the Doobies lately.
Oh, that's what I see on the TikTok. When you go on TikTok this day, it is all Doobies, but Michael McDonald Doobies. That's the preference. They're like,
you know, I dropped my nephew off at school the other day.
Oh, Jerry. How's Jerry Garlock?
Jerry, he's got a bit of a cold.
Okay.
It's lasted for about 6 months. And
Jesus.
My brother just will not bring him to the doctor.
You might want to do some blood tests on that one. That cold lasted that long. Christ.
Let's get Matlock on that one.
You can't. He's dead.
You can't get Quincy on it. You can't get nothing on it. But let me tell you something. Dead. I dropped him off. The principal of his school was playing Listen to the Music as they walked in.
You see little Jerry Garlock just sniffling his way up the stairs.
Just slurping up some snot.
He's walking up the steps into Val Verde Middle School.
Val Verde Middle School.
The door opens and it's, ha, 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 listen to the music.
Over the PA.
That's
how they start their morning every day now.
My God.
Maybe they've got the right idea for why we're playing it so goddamn much, but it does seem like a lot. It seems like a lot.
Hey, Happy New Year, everyone. 2024, we're in it. How were your holidays, Jeff?
Scotty,
am I right on 2024? Is that what we're in? Good. He confirms 2024.
We are in 2024. Yep. He checked the calendar, which I do keep in the bathroom, which again, you should let me get my calendar at least.
No. Scotty, keep it in there. Do not give him the calendar.
Oh, my God. I got to say, my New Year's was a little loud.
Okay, how so?
We were broadcasting the entire time.
Whole time. We do not.
Tucker Band came inside from outside.
Really? What they set up in here?
They set up literally where I'm sitting right now is when where Marshall was. And then Tucker.
Marshall,
most people
there.
Don't realize it's Marshall
it's
and
people.
Tucker. It is
Marshall
not
and Tucker.
Marshall Tucker Band. It is Marshall.
It's Marshall Tucker and Tucker Marshall, which is way confusing for everybody.
My goodness. You don't want to get Tucker Carlson in there either. They'll start singing along and then it gets worse.
Oh, then it gets
but they were
worse.
Literally sitting where I am sitting. Marshall was here. Tucker was where you are. And they were just staring at each other.
Wait, Tucker was here in my seat. I said nobody sits in my seat.
I'm not going to lie. Scotty, he's shaking his head no, but you know what that means. That's a no means yes right there.
That means a no means yes. Scotty, really big on no means yes.
Really big on
really big on it.
And you know, and HR is going to be talking to you about that, by the way. Just
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins
HR
is coming
person.
By. And Henry Rollins, once he gets going,
liar! He says,
oh my God, he says it's not stand up, but it goes on long.
It has
hardly any punchlines.
Longer than
maybe
stand
it is
up.
Stand up. Maybe it is stand up.
Maybe
and
it
the
is.
Crowd work clips that Henry Rollins has been putting up on social media.
Oh,
just
it's
fantastic.
It's really good where he's just like, yelling at somebody.
Just yelling at the audience, hardly engaging with them. And you watch the whole minute 30 and you're like, I don't think there was one goddamn joke in that entire thing. And that's the Henry Rollins promise. But Henry Rollins was sitting there and he was yelling at Scotty, don't let anyone sit in Wisp's chair. That was a translation.
Right.
And you got to stop with the no means yes, because nobody knows what's going on.
Nobody knows.
2024, it's a new era.
It's a new era right here on 108.9.
And Henry Rollins is going to bring in the new era in 2024 the Hawk.
I cannot wait. So Marshall Tucker Band's in here. When they're bringing their stuff in, are they like, can't you see? Jeff, that's a really big amplifier that's going to be right there.
You're banging your Ampeg fridge into my fridge and causing some real damage.
Yeah.
By the way, and a reminder, 2024 is the year Marshall Tucker's going to buy me a new goddamn refrigerator.
We'll see about that. I'm just going to say right now, probably not going to happen.
My stomach feels terrible this year already because I have been eating so much spoiled Greek yogurt.
And honestly, that's the whole smell. If I lit a Val Verde candle from the great folks down there at the Val Verde Candle Factory, sponsors of the Wisp Turlington Show, spoiled Greek yogurt is what this candle in here would smell like. An ass.
The contractor who's working on the new Hawk studio.
Oh, please.
Actually sent me a gift basket for the new year. That is, it's just spoiled Greek yogurt candles.
Well, he knows
also,
you.
Also, by the way, reminder, he's texting me right now. We've got an update.
What'd he say?
Says, happy 2024. We've done nothing.
Well,
all right. Well, that's a great way to start.
I guess we're not moving back into the old studio anytime soon. I had a wonderful
yogurt.
I had a wonderful New Year's. Thanks so much for asking, Jeff. Wonderful time.
Oh, are you throwing shade, as the kids say?
Oh, no, it's wonderful. Did he not ask me if I had a wonderful? Well, I don't know what that means.
No means yes. As again, HR Henry is going to be talking
to you. Henry Rollins, you're going to have a little talky talk.
Don't let him read his poetry because
just like his
spoken word is not really stand up. His poetry, hardly poetry.
Not really poetry. Yeah, we had a little soiree. Little soiree, as I like to call it, over at Turlington Manor for New Year's Eve. Oh, my God. Who wasn't there is a better question, Jeff.
All right. I guess I'll ask. Hey, Wisp, who wasn't there?
You.
Yeah, no shit. All right. God damn it.
Other than that, we had, of course, Skeet Ulrich. He was there, of course. My best friend in the whole wide world. It was a real good series of good best friends in the whole wide world. Nick Nolte was there. Uh-huh. Would not leave the nacho cheese fountain alone. He was just like, and I'm like, I'll get you more chips, Nolte. Chill.
That guy does not wait for chips. I'll tell you that right now.
That guy is nutty for chips. Oh, my God. Nick Nolte was there. Peter Cetera. The other guys from Chicago. Now, I had to separate them. Peter Cetera on one side. The other guys from Chicago. And they just kept doing this to each other, just fucking doing fingers like they were gonna fight off. And my
it's like they were waiting for Marshall Tucker to finish the countdown so they could
let us know it's the new year.
I'm guessing, and I'm just gonna take a wild stab because I'm just guessing who was there.
Stab away, Verde Stabber.
Speaking of stabbing,
yep.
Was Matthew Lillard there doing his version of a one-man show that is him doing the entire Scream movie, but as the cast of Scooby-Doo?
Yes, and it was wonderful. We had him do it twice because Cetera and Chicago just went at each other. Like, they got real close, and right when we were going to find out who the Scream was.
We're about to find out who is the Scream. On New Year's Eve. Now I want
It was literally that, back and forth.
I mean, did you have the atonal horns of Chicago blasting out the top 10?
I put them in the bathroom because you need something that helps you go down there. And there's nothing like the atonal horns of the band of Chicago to help you get everything moving down there in your squirt parts.
It's a good reminder, too, that, by the way, the show this morning is sponsored by the Atonal Horns from Chicago Laxative.
Oh,
it's a new venture they have, and that thing will get it moving.
It'll get it moving. Brand new partnership with our friends at Flemington Laxatives, of course, the longtime laxative company here.
Of course.
In Val Verde. Oh, my God, Jeff, what a show we've got for you. 6:15 on 108.9 The Hawk. We got a great guest we're going to bring. We have two guests today, Jeff. Can you believe it?
No. You asked and I give a quick answer. No,
well, then I lied. It's three guests.
Yeah, you really can't believe that. Oh my God.
2024, what's going to happen? I'm really off the rails this year already. Denny Snood, everyone's favorite blue-collar comedian, is going to be in the studio coming up.
Fantastic.
Got a brand new record, a brand new comedy special on Channel 8 Max +++ that everybody's going to love.
I mean, if there's one thing 2024 needed was a new Denny Snood special on one of our Maxes.
Check your Maxes. You got to check all of your Maxes. It's going to be there somewhere. Keanu Reeves. Oh, God, I love Keanu. He was at the party, man. He was at the party because Dogstar played.
And Dogstar, man.
Oh, my God. I love Dogstar.
I got to say, I really have always leaned towards Dogstar versus his movies. If I had to choose.
Really?
If you have to choose,
got a gun right against your head.
Right against John Wick's dog. They put a gun in the dog's mouth.
That's the worst part. That's what started it all.
And I say Dogstar when they get that gun in that dog's mouth. But, you know, that's how I do.
He could have just been like, well, I guess I'm going to go back to rock and roll there. And all of those people would have survived.
John Wick 1, John Wick 2, John Wick 3, even John Wick 4 never existed. People would be alive and everything would probably be better. But hey, Godspeed, you gotta go revenge that dog.
Oh, you gotta revenge that dog. Please make sure you're revenging that dog. And while you're at it, you know, of course, Keanu's here. Big, big week here in Val Verde for movie premieres. And it's the big premiere of Keanu's brand new film, the last film in the Hey Girl trilogy. Of course, Jeff, we had the first movie, Hey Girl, It's Me.
Of course.
Then we had Hey Girl, It's Me 2, but 2 is T-O-O.
We learned a lot from Look Who's Talking. We all learned a lot.
And then, of course, Hey Girl, It's Us. Keanu playing 400 different Keanus in that film, all vying for the heart of one Jamie Gertz.
I mean, I would expect at least one of those Keanus is going to get a Gertz, but we'll find out.
Who's going to get a Gertz? We'll find out as soon as Keanu comes in. But then this next guy, we're bringing him in right now because we, of course, at the beginning of the show, we talked about TikToks and how popular the Doobie Brothers are on TikToks. Well, this man is also extremely popular on the TikToks. I'm just going to bring him in and we'll talk about it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the talks. It's Chris Chad. Dad, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Angry Man, Wisp, how's it going? Thanks for having me in the RV.
It's so good. I apologize.
Going better because we got Chris Chad in the RV.
I know.
Yeah, I got to admit, I'm usually talking to people through a camera, you know, on my phone because I'm doing all these TikToks. I'm not used to being physically in the same space with people
You're used to having a conversation that is a one-way conversation through a camera.
Exactly. Right? Those are really the best types of conversations is a one-way conversation where you speak at an audience and there's no conversation actually.
That's typically every morning for me on the Wisp Turlington show. And
I was going to say, that's what it feels like every morning on the Wisp Turlington.
I'm talking to you, Chris. I'm talking to you, Jeff. You're not talking to me. Sometimes it comes through.
It is a good reminder.
This go backwards.
If you notice, it's not a one-way conversation. He's just barreling through you. That's just Wisp taking a little bit of that TikTok knowledge.
It's just a TikTok knowledge. Now, on the TikToks, you are very popular because, of course, you are a very well-known Hollywood screenwriter. You know, some of the greatest films of the early 2000s came from Chris Chad.
Yeah, that was really my my era was the early 2000s. Yeah. I made a lot of money on writing, you know, like that was a big time for high school movies. High school, like American, in the style of American Pie and the style of other movies like American Pie 2.
Can't forget it.
American,
can't forget the two.
Yeah, American Pie 3.
American Funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, American Funeral. Eugene Levy is very funny in American
Very
Funeral.
Funny, but very he's sad. Very sad very because sad.
He's in the coffin
died.
The whole time.
Shitbreak died too, remember?
Yeah.
Remember Shitbreak? I thought his name was Shitbrick for the longest time, and I'm like, why are they saying Brick or Break? And then I read the screenplay and it said Shit Break. And I'm like, well, that makes much more sense. Chris, you know, you wrote The Hockey Boys, which I've seen many times. Very, very good one. Hockey Boys was very, very
National
good.
Lampoon's Picnic Patrol.
Oh, my God.
Great. That was funny. Very good. Funny good. Film.
I didn't know that a film could take place just at a picnic.
Oh, yeah. If, you know, a big part of Hollywood, let me, you know, this is one of my lessons on my TikTok. A big lesson in Hollywood is location first. Yeah. Once you have a location, you write a movie around that. Location first. Write a movie around a location. Okay. write a movie around who lives near the location, so you don't have to spend any money, you know, transporting people back and forth from their homes to the location. Find somebody who looks like a director who lives near the location. Perfect. Have them direct the movie. I mean, the movie writes itself. I mean, a National Lampoon's Picnic Party, I mean, we got, first of all, we had access to a park on Sundays between the hours of 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Perfect.
This is prime shooting time.
Okay. Prime park time.
That's
prime
the magic park. Hour right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The you sun's know, well, just beating down. It's hot as shit.
Exactly. We lucked out because we were able to get a bunch of students who play soccer there, you know, normally over the weekends to PA for us. So that kept costs low.
Well, you're talking like a $54 budget right here on this film.
No more than $54 for sure.
God almighty.
Yeah. And the script was, speaking in numbers, the script was 27 pages.
Is that the ideal length for a Hollywood screenplay, Chris?
You know, most people... Again, I mentioned this on my TikTok, but most people will say a Hollywood screenplay should be anywhere between 90 to 100-ish pages.
Yeah, that's like four movies.
That's four movies for me.
That's four picnic parties.
That's Picnic Party 1, Picnic Party 2, Picnic Party 3,
Picnic Party Funeral.
Picnic Party Funeral, where shit break is in the coffin on top of the picnic table.
Yeah. I did the first draft on Picnic Party Funeral, but I was summarily fired from that.
Hot goss right
hot
here.
Hot goss. Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Yeah. You can update the IMDb trivia for that movie with this piece of hot
Scotty,
goss.
Can we update the IMDb trivia for National Lampoon?
Scotty, do
picnic
you have
Party Funeral?
Scotty, do you have a sweeper that says, hear it first, play it?
Sex? Yes, please.
That is not what I was looking for in any shape, form, or fashion.
Mm.
Really letting me down in the new year, Scotty.
That is a good title. That is actually a good title for a movie, though.
Sex? Yes.
Sex, please.
You better write that down.
I mean, right? Half your job is done here. Now you just need that location, because that is what, the amazing part. You are a wonderful screenwriter.
You are a wonderful screenwriter.
But you are also wonderful at just giving us just the brass tacks. Just getting down. You guys are Nick Grant.
Also, Brass Tacks, one of my favorite movies you've ever done about that high school police academy, where that one town was just like, we're going to put these high school kids to work.
Finally.
As our police force. Brass Tacks.
That was really my first big break, you know, and that was quite a cast.
Christian Bale.
A young Christian Bale.
Very young Christian Bale.
A young Christian Bale. We had Jenny Lewis from when she was still acting.
Yep.
Oh, when she wonderful. Right.
Fresh off of Troop
Fresh
Beverly
off the Wizards.
Hills.
Troop Beverly Hills. Hills. Yes. Right. Yes. Yep.
And she does give a nice hint to the Super Mario Brothers warp room in Brass Tacks. And you're like, it doesn't really work, but I was glad to get that fact from her.
Yep. Right there in the Heat type scene. Like, now you did the Heat type scene before Heat did the Heat type scene, where it was just like a brutal gun battle.
Yeah.
With No holds barred.
But yes, with high school.
Oh, I love it.
Really children cops, because they were all freshmen.
Was the sequel to Brass Tacks. You're really just throwing out all your films here, aren't you, there, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, the whole point of that movie was it was the first class of these cops. So they had to be freshmen in order for the premise to make sense. They had to be freshmen. They had to be 13, 14 years old.
You gotta be freshmen.
Or else it falls apart. And we did get, and the great thing about this, we got a high school location.
Gotta start with that location.
For a full 6.5 hours.
And
you know, we were really on that production. We were really able to put our feet up and luxuriate. And
six and a half hours.
World's your oyster when it comes to film. I mean, you can
absolutely. At least the way I make my films. Of course.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, the great William Friedkin, R.I.P.
R.I.P. One of my best friends in the whole wide world.
He was William a one-take Friedkin. Man.
I call him Billy.
William Friedkin. He would take one take. French Connection, yep. The Exorcist. He said, screw it. We'll just do one take. And I know you took from that. You sometimes were just like, half a take. That's all I need.
Yep.
All I need is half a take.
Quarter take, please.
Don't even finish the take. You know, we want our actors. Yep. You know, I'm a screenwriter. I'm not a director. But what I like to What I like to tell the directors who work on my films is,
which they love hearing.
Oh, directors love nothing more than me whispering into their tiny little director ears and saying, hey, do it this way. Have them read it exactly like this, like how I'm saying.
What would you have said to, of course, a very tiny little Brett Ratner on the set of Brass Tacks, his very first film?
Yes, we also, fun fact about that movie, not only was the cast a bunch of high schoolers, the director, Brett Ratner, was also a high schooler.
That, I mean, how are you going to get through
no problems said there?
No problems. It was all the people at the high school that we.
So you're saying the actors were all going to the same high school as the director, and that just made it easy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Easy peasy pudding pie. That's
that
what I
you
say
found
all the time.
This is amazing too. I mean, because this really gets to what you say in your TikToks, where you're getting into the brass tacks, not just the movie, but of Hollywood.
That was also the theme. You're getting into the brass tacks
by John Cafferty and the Beaver
getting
Brown Band. It's
inside
a great song.
The video, of course, was just the gun battle, just slowed down in like hot pink.
This just proves that what you said, if location is the where you got to start, it's what matters. I mean, you found a high school where not only a young Brett Ratner, but a young Christian
so
Slater
tiny.
Went to school, went
all
to
of them
little
there.
Tiny, all were enrolled at that moment together. Yep. I mean, that is just kismet right there.
It's just one of those things, you know, a lot of things in Hollywood, and I talk about this in my TikTok, a lot of things in Hollywood don't fall in place, but this was just the type of production where just everything fell in place. Like, they all went to this high school. The school administrators looked the other way on, you know,
the
us
best.
Trashing
the best
place.
Kind of administrator, just... not gonna see it.
Yeah,
I don't
not
see a
going
heat style slaughter happening right in front of me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just one last thing on this.
Please.
We received a commendation from the local police academy after we released that film.
What?
So that's a little bit of a feather in my cap that I like to.
Wow. That's a hell of a feather. That is one hell. I mean, some people go.
I mean,
for
you
the
know,
Oscar.
I do remember seeing that photo on IMDb. You got that commendation from
that is,
officers.
Yeah, that's my headshot on IMDb. Is me standing
it's
in front
you
of
you getting
a bunch
the commendation
of
from Officer Stephen Gutenberg, and it was it was unbelievable that it was you got the goot.
Yeah. You are leaning forward, and he's literally putting a feather into your hat.
Just amazing.
I mean, amazing.
It's so on the nose, you couldn't have written it.
That's your book, too. That's a fantastic
So on the nose, you couldn't have written it. Chris Chad, you can get it in any bookstore right now, or get it online for your Nook, your Kindle, whatever you got, whatever you read off of.
Your horror book.
You can come to my house. You can come to my house. Give me your copy of Save the Cat, okay? Because I don't like that book, all right?
No. We've heard this.
Yeah, give me your copy of Save the Cat. I will give you a free copy of my book, because Save the Cat ruined Hollywood, is what I'll say. I've talked a little bit about this on TikTok. It's a little bit controversial, you know?
I mean, I can't wait to hear more about it, because I've got these theories, too. I think Save the Cat destroyed our entire everything.
It's a little bit personal.
is it everything?
As many things in Hollywood are, you know, it's not really about the, you know, I get the type of things that, you know, Blake Snyder was talking about, the author of Save the Cat.
Blake Edwards and the Pink
Blake
Panther.
Yeah, Blake Edwards, of course.
Chris, we know how the one thing I want to talk about, and we're going to do it right after this break real quick. I want to get to the fact about how anti-strike you were, how you were just like, guys, we got to get the fucking work out here. We're wasting 2 hours at a high school gym that, you know, and you guys are walking around. We're going to get to that in just a second. But right now, across the RV, we send the signal to Art Spartan traffic.
108.9 The Hawk traffic with Art Spart.
Chugga, 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 chugga. What's that? The realistic sound of a helicopter? Coming from the sounds of someone's mouth? Perhaps Michael Winslow, star of the Police Academy series, is taking over the traffic desk and going to tell you to not go down Bobby Blotzer Boulevard because of a massive insurance convention? Well, if you guessed that, you would be wrong, at least on one part. Don't go down Bobby Blotzer Boulevard if you know what's good for you. But also, if you know what's good for you, then you should guess that is not Michael Winslow, but me, Art Spart. And unlike the god of mouth sounds that is not Bobby McFerrin, I don't need effects pedals to make my noises. But that's besides the point, because I was making that sound to announce my new business. That's right, old Art has to moonlight. You see, Boss Ron only pays me every time there is an accident to report on. No salary. I agree to that unfair contract because Valverde was known for the most accidents per capita. But lately, people have been Ubering more. And the one Uber in town is Stevie Dix, the safest driver in all of Valverde. Apparently because accidents are drying up, so old Art needs to diversify his income stream. And that's the entertainment biz for you. And that's why Art is introducing the new type of Uber, but with a helicopter. That's right. Without accidents to report on and my income stream drying up because the boss man won't renegotiate with me, I'm gonna start using that accident downtime to give you rides where you wanna go in my helicopter with my Mr. Lifter helicopter service. Of course, named after my favorite band, Mr. Mister, and I need more clients. You see, most of my clients so far have just been the investors in Mr. Lifter, bunch of tech bros who keep springing, "Bring me to Burning Man." I'm like, bro, number one, Burning Man is over. And two, I can't just be your personal helicopter service. Actually, I have to take that back. I did have one client the tech bros signed me up for, and he was a doozy. Now, I can't say his name, but he is the host of a new Channel 8 show called After Midnight, and he has a slow hand, unless he is drinking. Catch my drift? So hire me, Mr. Lifter, so I can stop having these tech bros try to pay me in Bitcoin. My God, I can't hear one more Eric Clapton song. That piece of shit. Oops, I let the cat out of the bag, and that's been traffic on the Burt's Funeral Flower traffic desk on 108.9 The Hawk. I'm Art Spart.
With Burt's Funeral Flowers, with Burt's Funeral Flowers.
It's time for weather on 108.9.
Whoa, weather. We're doing weather, Scotty.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Whoa. Well, it's cold. Big shocker there. It is cold. And we're going to talk to Chris Chad coming up a little bit more about the TikTok and about the Hollywood. And we're going to have Keanu Reeves in and everyone's favorite blue collar comedian, Denny Snood, coming up. But first, are you...
Can't believe it's happening again.
Are you fucking kidding me, Scotty?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen to the music. Doobie Brothers on 108.9 The Hawk.
What happens when a New Jersey rocker watches every episode of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman and comes up with his own show about a doctor who makes his own medicine that makes everyone sick? You get the longest-running syndicated show this side of Walker, Texas Ranger. 17 years and counting.
Hey, man, my mom was sick. You gotta help her.
You came to the right place. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Jonathan Bonathan Jovi, and I seem to be the doctor that can cure your mother's disease. But, oh no, looks like I'm fresh out of the good medicine.
Oh no, is this that medicine y'all been making?
Shh, 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 hush now, hush now. Your mother will enjoy this. It's what she gets for falling in love.
Bad medicine is what she needs. David Bryan, Dave the Snake Sabo, and Bon Jovi in Bad Medicine on Channel 8, your home for great shit.
Hi, I'm Jason Gore with the 108.9 The Hawk Concert Calendar, brought to you by Great Big Honkers, Valverde's number one store for horns. Honk, honk, we got them at Great Big Honkers. Hey, on the 13th, it's the 108.9 The Hawk local band showcase at Lemmy's. You'll hear Valverde bands like Snit Snot, Call the Cops, Bernie Slanders, Hot for Creature, and Bachman Turner Local Band, as they all duke it out for the showcase prize, 20% off one meal at Flappers. Don't miss it. And finally, on the 21st, get ready to prog it out with Yes? Now, I think that's supposed to be read as Yes? Question mark, but definitely sounds better as Yes? They'll be rocking it out at Shooter's Bar and Grill. Of course, Yes? Question mark features the members who have played with the band Yes, but have come and gone, and you definitely will never ever remember their name. But you might say, hey, that's all right, when you hear their version of Roundabout. And that's all the time we have for today's 108.9 The Hawk Concert Calendar, brought to you by, here we go again, Honk Honk, Great Big Honkers, Valverde's number one store for horns. I'm Jason Gore on 108.9 The Hawk.
You know, my thing about Bruce Springsteen. Very good friend of mine. Very good friend. Not a good best friend.
He won't let
you get close. He just will not let you get that close.
He won't let you get that close. And by the way, again, Scotty, do not put the my thing about bumper up. That's my segment. But go on, Wisp. You said my thing about Bruce. That's an Angry Man segment. Don't start with my thing about. I'm sorry to get territorial.
Are you coming for me?
Sorry to get territorial in 2024, Scotty? But the Angry Man has a couple of segments, and I'm just worried you're starting to edge in. So I'm just feeling a little on edge here.
So which one did you think I was stealing?
My thing about feels a little close to.
Here's my thing about.
God damn it.
Bruce Springsteen. Man just sings about fucking geography. You know, you got fucking 57th Street Shakedown, whatever it is, Scotty. You got, you know, all the songs like Jersey Shore or, you know, Take 440 down to the Jersey Shore. And it's like, come on, Bruce, we get it. And that's my thing about.
It feels a little close to an Angry Man segment, and honestly, didn't even nail the Angry Man.
Feels a little close?
Feels a little close.
Yeah. Feels a little close, everybody.
Scotty, while you're doing that, can you throw up my feels a little close bumper? You know, Wisp, it just feels a little close.
Okay.
When the Angry Man's trying to do my thing about segments and you're coming in with a my thing about segment and all you got is that Bruce has something about geography, and instead of going off about how Bruce Springsteen really is just always faking that he's a working class man and every song should really be called, this one's actually surprisingly sad for being so upbeat. Now that's how you do a my thing about. Thank you, Wisp. Welcome to 2024. Jeff the Angry Man Garlic is back.
Maybe I'm starting to hate Jeff the Angry Man Garlock in 2024.
I didn't think that's a segment. I can't believe
this. Maybe that's it. I'm starting to hate who once was my good best friend across the way. You know, maybe he could light a candle in here sometime. Maybe he could, you know, make it not smell like just freshly molded over shit. You know what? He can't smell it because he lives in it.
I'm going to say this right now, and I'm going to be the bigger man.
We got to get to the
I'm going
to
be the bigger man. You see my hand? You see my hands up? I'm going to say I'm sorry.
It's hard for you to say you're sorry.
It is so hard for me to say.
Oh, my God.
Scotty, can I get my I'm going to say I'm sorry bumper?
Okay, here we go.
Look, Wiz, I'm just going to say I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've been listening to the music by Doobie Brothers maybe too much. My brain got broken. And honestly, okay. I was just starting to, it just, I got in my brain that I needed to create my brand a little bit more in 2024. But now I think I'm just realizing that I need the Doobie Brothers to stop screaming at me. And that brief respite of Bruce is really what helped me out there, but then somehow set me off a little bit more. God damn it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I get it. You know what? I apologize too, but that's not an I apologize too. Scotty, so let's not fire that because we got to get to business. We got Chris Chad here.
But we do need to make a bumper for I apologize too. That's a
I
great.
I apologize too.
Also, make by the sure way, just to get to Chris, great title for a movie. I apologize too.
Put that in a movie, Chris.
EYI. Can you put it in a movie, Chris Chad?
I'm already typing it up.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's your half of a first battle because you got to get a location. I don't know where a location for I Apologize 2 would be, which might be a sequel to a movie that you haven't written already. So you might want to write I Apologize as well.
I apologize. That's, you know, when you're apologizing to somebody, like you do something real fucking bad, like something terrible. And then you look at them and you just go, I apologize. Everything is cleared. Decks are fresh. Can start from scratch.
What I like to do is I like to.
Is this a what a, I'd is, like to do?
Are you
do
starting you need, an I like to do segment?
I think Chris is doing a sure. What I'd like to do segment. Here we go.
You know what I'd like to do is instead of apologize, I'd like to buy myself a little package of Mentos. You know,
ooh.
A package of open that up, take the first one, hold it up, and then everything. Is water under the bridge after that, because everything works like that Mentos commercial, you know? You screw up a little, you just hold up a Mentos, and then they just shrug, and they're like, okay.
I did not think you were going to mention water under the bridge, your controversial high school kids in Vietnam film.
Yeah.
When they keep holding up open Mentos to the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just a heart wrench.
What were you thinking? I mean, I know I hate to just take it that directly, but what were you thinking with that one, Chris Chan?
Well, first of all, we got a killer location, a jungle.
Yep.
In
Florida,
Vietnam.
Wasn't it? Were you in Florida or Vietnam? I cannot remember.
You know what? It was
you don't have to say
PTSD.
It.
I have PTSD from it.
You don't have to
say
it.
That's why I'm not sure, but
yeah,
I think it was Florida, Vietnam, one of
those. Maybe it was Vietnam, Florida. Wonderful little town.
Ah, that is a great location. Hell of a cast for such a weird film. You had Devin Sawa.
Oh, a young Jessica Devin Alba. Sawa. A young Jessica.
Young Jessica Alba. You had
Mina Suvari.
A young Mina Suvari.
A middle-aged Brian Cox.
That is where, and to a lot of us, that's a young Brian Cox.
That is a young Brian Cox when you look at it, really, from where we are here in 2024.
Absolutely. And we got, you know, we got a great sponsorship from Mentos, you know, that was huge for us to be able to make the movie.
And that's the one where you paired up with the Broken Lizard comedy
troupe. Oh, so
hilarious.
Good. So good. When they were making their goofs, when they're doing their goofs where I hear you used real napalm.
Oh, yeah. You got to use the real
stuff.
Provided by Mentos.
Real napalm. Provided by Mentos.
You better have napalm.
Oh, and they are just doing those goofs. It's so funny. It is so funny.
The goofs added a lot to the horrors of war.
Oh, God.
You know, what is war but great comedy?
One of my favorite TikTok videos of yours. What is war but great comedy?
Comedy, yep. It's also my favorite lyric in War by Edwin Starr.
Yeah.
He's like, war! Great comedy.
That's from the extended cut, of course.
That is the
extended cut. Of course, can't play that on the radio.
We cannot play that. We've tried. Oh, my God. We're just going to have to put some more chairs in here. Let's all get comfortable. Ladies and gentlemen, coming into the studio right now. I cannot believe it, but it is happening. Blue collar comedian Denny Snood, you just go ahead and sit over there.
You want me right here?
You just right over,
right there.
Right over there. And legendary, I don't know, Chris, Keanu, have you guys ever worked together?
Of course we have. Chris Chad, a wonderful person to see in front of my eyes right now.
Good to see you again, Keanu. You know, we were trying to get a fourth Bill and Ted off the ground. As you know, there were the original ones, the first two that were made in the 80s, and then there was one that was made a couple years ago.
Recently,
right.
And you can do a fourth one.
Bill
recently?
And Ted Face the Music.
That's right. Very good film. Very good. I'm going to clap for that. Way to go, Keanu.
When I was making that, I always said, this is missing the Chris Chad touch. The script is too long.
Yeah, so my pitch was an entire movie that takes place at the Circle K. It's all at the Circle K, no time traveling, and Bill and Ted are in high school.
I would have watched the shit out of that, man. I don't have to tell you twice.
And it was going to be called Bill and Ted's Strange Feet, because as you know, my titular line is strange things are afoot at the Circle K. And I thought that was brilliant to take one sentence that I said and make it into an entire 27-minute movie. Correction, 27 pages.
No, it would have been a four-hour movie. Minute a page, right? Minute a page is what we're talking about usually in Hollywood. Or am I wrong?
Not necessarily. Depends on how many pictures.
I'm wrong, Scotty. Mark it down on the board. That's the only one you're getting for 2024.
Which is my favorite subcategory of your TikTok videos, where you do take down all of Hollywood and you have your not necessarily sections. Every time I see a not necessarily ..
Not necessarily.
Oh, man. I am psyched to see what you are going to have at the end of that ..
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, you got a new comedy special coming out called Titties and Mountain Dew. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm out on the road a lot, and what are two things I love? Right? Titties, one. That's Mountain Dew, two. And is it wrong for me to say titties so much? Is it weird coming from my mouth? You know, I'm a blue collar comedian. I'm a working man.
Is this from the album? Do you have a whole 10-minute section where you question if you should use this as the title?
Oh, man, it's like you've been writing my materials for me and not the other 14 guys I got going. But yes, I do. I'm like, hey, is it wrong for me to say titties as much as I do? And the crowd, they're just like, and then the men in the crowd are just like, yeah, do it, say it. And then I'm like, would you rather me say Mountain Dew more? And then what I do is I go off on my tangent. I got all these fun jokes. You want to hear a couple of them?
I mean, I personally would love to hear some. Chris Chad, you're our other guy. Would you love to hear some Denny Snood jokes?
Now, these are specific.
I mean, honestly, I'm going to say this might end up being some new ideas for some new movies or some new takedown TikTok videos. Yeah.
I have that hashtag, artists inspire artists.
So. Oh, wow. Man, artists inspire. I'd probably do titties inspire titties. You know what I mean, right?
That's a joke that would make the audience go, whoa.
Wow,
it's
that's
a different TikTok.
And it is a different TikTok.
Different TikTok. Okay, Denny, do your two jokes and we'll move on here.
All right, here we go. If you're doing a rail off of a Bass Pro Shop catalog, you might be Denny Snood. And the crowd goes wild. They're all...
Of course, I'm sure. That's wonderful.
If you're in therapy and only talking about your hunting trip, you might be Denny Snood. Oh, and then credits roll, and then, you know, I get another streamer and all that. But the thing I gotta ask is, you know, why ain't you never written nothing for me, Chris Chad?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we are not usually in the same circles. You're
Hell no, man. Hell no. I like to mix it up with the common folk, and then like a really rich person, and then more common folk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is you seem to be a working touring comedian, and I'm a screenwriter.
I could
block out at least 6 hours to film.
I got 6 hours I can block off. Like we go to like a, let's say you write a movie for me called Water Treatment Plant. And I'm down there at the water treatment plant and I'm like, sure smells bad down here. It says water treatment plant. With Dennis Hood. And we get a bunch of high school kids to run the water treatment plant.
Right.
I mean, as long as we can get a water treatment plant I'd say we can shoot this in 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours to do a water treatment plant. That is the
You know, there is the Val Verde Water Treatment Plant Technical High School. I don't know if you've ever been right down the street.
Water treatment plant. Technical High School. There are already kids there.
That's the school where kids are growing like different arms out of their bodies, right?
Different arms.
It's a little bit like a class of Newcomb High situation. Different arms, different hearts. That's their t-shirts of the Val Verde. Friday Night Lights stole their slogan from this one. They got to change arms, it around a little hearts. Bit. We don't have to tell you how Hollywood works.
We don't have to tell you. Keanu, would you be in that movie? If we were to shoot this today, water treatment plant starring Denny Snood and Keanu Reeves. Would you be in that?
I would be fine as long as I could be the uptight principal of the water treatment plant technical high school who doesn't cotton to this Denny Snood personality.
Oh, man, that sounds good. I've always wanted to be in a movie with Keanu Reeves.
All right, yeah, we can write it so that you don't cotton to anything, Keanu.
Yeah, don't cotton to nothing.
Yeah.
That's the Keanu Reeves way. Don't cotton to things.
Don't cotton to nothing. You might be acting in a movie with Denny Snood. Crowd goes wild. And then I doff my hat and I'm like, I'm Denny Snood. What, you want more? And then I go into a whole other 45 minutes about titties or Mountain Dew. My choice.
Wait, slow down. I'm writing this down. I'm writing this all down for the script.
So this will be in the water treatment plan. I'll be like,
yeah, this is most of act one and some of act three.
I'm like, is shit Matt 4 working? And isn't shit, Matt, a weird word?
Yeah, this is all good stuff. This is all good stuff.
I mean, this is all good. I mean, honestly,
this feels like a guaranteed Tubi original
streaming film right here.
Wow.
I mean, this is just right up the alley of Tubi original, where you turn on that streaming, you go, how the hell are they making this?
How the hell are they making a movie like this? Oh, we're going to hear more about this great movie that happened right here in the worst smelling RV in Valverde. But first, we got to get back into the rock and roll by request. Ladies and gentlemen, all aboard. The water treatment plant is moving now. All right, Ozzy, I get it. It's Crazy Train on 108.9 The Hawk.
This is an official message from the town of Valverde.
Hello, people of Valverde. This is the head of the Department of Mental Well-Being, Bucky Tuzzard, bringing you a simple message. Stop fighting at the meditation centers. It seemed like a good thing to calm this angry town down by investing some money into some meditation centers. What I should have realized is that the reason you all need meditation is that given the chance, you're all gonna start trying to murder each other over who does the best type of meditation. The other day, I walked past the Paul McCartney Memorial Meditation Center and I saw Transcendental Meditation versus mindfulness meditation in some Kumite-style Texas blood match. Not to mention the bloodthirsty crowd that had built up around them just screaming, microdosing, microdosing, while holding homemade axes. So remember, Valverde, treat each other with kindness and love, center yourself, and stop trying to slit each other's throats in David Lynch's name.
This has been an official message from the town of Valverde.
Valverde rocks! Rocks!
Oh man, it's the best!
With 108.9, The Hawk. For one night only, at the Valverde Dome. Monsters of Whistle. Your favorite classic rock whistling group is back. Monsters of Whistle. Hear your favorite classic rock tunes. Whistled. Songs like Smoke on the Water. Stairway to Heaven. Aqualung. And Enter Sandman. Get your tickets at any ticket location. One night only. Monsters of Whistle at the Valverde Dome. Brought to you by your least favorite home for classic rock. 108.9 The Hawk.
Feeling like a dead duck. I'm Aqualung.
What does a dead duck feel like?
What does a dead duck feel like, Chris Chad?
Dead duck feels like sometimes dead duck feels like what my brain feels like after I spend all day / lunch writing a script.
Wow.
That's a whole
You know
day.
That feeling? That's you know that feeling day. When you're spending so much mental energy on something really creative.
Oh God.
And then you're just spent, you know? For me, you know, I go in these 1 hour, 30 minute, 1 hour writing spurts, and usually I can bust out a pretty good script in that amount of time. But
that's a long time for writing.
Where do you write? Do you go to like one of those you work places in Valverde where a bunch of other people around you, or
and they scream at you the whole time? You work.
You work now.
You know, as you know, as part of my TikTok, I tell people you don't need to live in LA. You don't need to live in New York.
So
you don't need to live in these big places. I live at the Sunshine Valley Motor Lodge experience. Right outside of Valverde.
Right outside. Right? Not in the border, but it's close enough.
Right outside.
No, it's by the landfill. You know,
the original nice one.
Really, really one.
So I live there, and there's a FedEx Kinko's down the street. And
In the landfill.
Right. I mean, might as well be.
They might as well be. Eat shit, Kinko's.
But I go to the FedEx Kinko's, and again, this is another thing I tell my TikTok followers. You don't need a screenwriting app to write your scripts.
Okay, what are you writing them on?
I write them on Gmail. I log on to Gmail. You write your script. Yeah, Google, Gmail. I don't even use Google Drive or Google Docs.
What?
Just an email to yourself.
Just email yourself. Have you ever emailed some of these lines to someone by mistake?
Of course. But then, you know, like it's actually a good networking thing. I've emailed a few notes to a young Heath Ledger. Rest in peace.
Did not take notes well.
No, famously.
Especially when they come into Gmail.
Yeah. He's like, Hotmail or Yahoo only, please.
The thing I heard about Heath Ledger, and maybe I heard about this in your TikTok video.
I heard about Heath Ledger.
No, actually, one, this isn't, because this is me recollecting a TikTok video.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to take credit from Chris Chad. But I remember hearing this, and the thing I heard about Heath Ledger is that he gets very angry. And this was your inside baseball about Hollywood. He gets very angry when he's sent unformatted scripts sent to the Gmail email. And that seems ridiculous to me, honestly.
Yeah, Heath Ledger was a big formatting guy. If things were not formatted properly, he wouldn't even read it.
And it had to be Final Draft. What I heard, this is from your TikTok, the things I know about Heath Ledger and formatting programs, he hated Fade In. He hated any program that wasn't screenwriter. Celtics.
Scrivener.
Don't get him start on Celtics.
Writer Duet.
He does not want to be writing with anyone.
Don't get him started on Highland.
Do not even think about it. You did say something there, Jeff, that was very interesting to me that I want to bring back here full circle back to where we are, which is what I want to talk about on the Wiz Turlington Show on 108.9 The Hawk, Inside Baseball. The film that you made where you just completely, you wipe out, like you gave the New York Mets a virus that only kills adults.
Right.
So
that's right.
Kids had to go in and be the Mets. And by being the Mets, they won the World Series.
Yes.
Where did you come up with that idea?
Well, I was watching Damn Yankees. Remember that musical?
Oh, Damn Yankees.
Spooky. The movie version and the band. Yeah. I was watching Damn Yankees and I was like, hey, what if this was about the Mets? What if this was not a musical? What if this was about a virus that wipes out the grown men who play for the Mets?
Yeah.
And what if instead of replacing them with other professional athletes, we replace them with other high school kids of various genders and ages,
shapes and sizes,
and I tell some of my students all the time, because I teach classes on TikTok.
Oh,
I tell a lot
good
of my
place
students
to learn. Best place to learn TikTok.
Yeah, they have great attention spans on TikTok.
Oh yeah, all the
my classes. I tell all my students, just ask what if. That's often the best thing to get you generating ideas. What if Damn Yankees was about the Mets? What if this? What if that? And then pretty soon you have an original great idea that you can open up your Gmail, start typing away, and if you hadn't asked what if, we
wouldn't have had that amazing scene where the teenage Mets, a cat comes running onto the field, and they just start killing that cat, beating the shit out of that cat with a bat, while they were just screaming, fuck you, Blake Snyder, fuck blank check, fuck your one script that was produced, and it was like we had your heart on screen.
Speaking of inside baseball, that was a little bit of my inside baseball hat tip to my total dislike of Save the Cat. By beating up the cat.
That was a reference to Save the Cat. I thought that was just from yours, just soul, just a funny scene.
Test audiences love it. But you were talking before about how the studios are, I'm happy for the studios.
We're talking about the strike here. Yeah, Keanu's going to get in your face on this, because we know how Keanu felt about the strike. But go ahead, Chris Chad. Go ahead.
The unions. I am a screenwriter. I'm anti-union, though. I'm pro studios. First of all, I've been kicked out of the Writers Guild, so I'm out of that.
What was the reasoning for kicking you out? They just sent me a letter.
They said my ideas are too dangerous.
Oh wow!
I got you and Bill Maher. Your idea.
Yeah, me and Bill Maher. Me and Billy Maher.
Yep.
You and the Bilbo.
And that's
Billy,
part
Billy,
of the
Billy, Billy, Billy.
That's part of the reason I started doing these TikTok stuff. Because, you know, rule number one in Hollywood, you got to go to the audience. Go to where the audience is.
Everybody says that TikTok is the Writers Guild of the internet. Everybody says it. So you're doing good.
I mean, your video saying that the TikTok is the Writers Guild of the internet is where I think I heard that first.
That's probably
I think everyone's saying that. That's
probably how I got it in my notes.
Yeah, that's why I started doing TikTok, to get my creative voice out there. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank Premier Xi Jinping for creating this app and, giving people like me, people who have dangerous ideas, a voice here in America. I'm closing in on 450K followers.
Damn. I have 1,500.
Wow. Oh, I have two. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. I remember when TikTok came out and I'm like, what is this? Where do I get it? How do I put it? And I saw an ad that said, TikTok, where the most dangerous ideas can live. And I'm glad that you just swooped in and you're like, this is a place for me.
Exactly. I saw that dangerous ideas were being disseminated on there. And I'm like, hey, this is for me. I've been kicked out of the guild. SAG won't have me. No. I mean, mainly because I don't act.
But that's a big one.
It's rude that they won't have you even just because you won't act.
Fran Drescher sent me an email, a personal email, while I was in the middle of writing a script
for Fran Drescher.
Yeah, The Nanny 2. And it was going to be a movie.
A movie called The Nanny 2. You heard it here first on the Whisper.
Parentheses, no relation.
Yeah. None. And she sent me an email.
If you write no relation, trademark doesn't apply. I got that from your video as well.
Yep. Yeah, the whole section about trademark and copyright stuff. And she sent me a personal email that was just like, hey, in case you start acting, you're not going to get in the guild. And I was like, that feels like a little bit personal to me.
A little preemptive there.
A little bit preemptive. And then Duncan Crabtree Ireland sent me a follow-up.
Best name ever. Best name ever.
That was basically echoing the same thing. And his response was, I agree with the nanny.
Duncan Crabtree Ireland. The most hawk name that I've ever heard of a real person that exists on Earth.
Can't believe we did.
I cannot believe that there isn't someone in Val Verde named Duncan Crabtree Ireland. I can't believe that he backed it up too.
I always want to say his name with a British accent, but I won't do him. I won't do him.
Oh, I shouldn't do it then. Okay, I was close to doing it.
You could do it. I won't.
I'm never going to join SAG. So here it goes. Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
Now I feel like I got to do it.
Now you got to do it.
I got to get it. Hey, it's a Duncan Crabtree Island. It's a little bit of a Lennon, if Lennon was saying it.
If Lennon was saying it, that's what it would be. Oh, Chris Chad, it's been wonderful having you here. Keanu left, and so did Denny Snood.
They were pissed at a certain point.
They got pissed. Or they're headed down to the water treatment plant. We'll find out soon.
God damn it.
Coming up in the next hour, Skeet Ulrich's here, making puzzles right in front of us. He just wants to make puzzles. He said it's his puzzle day. We got to give it to him on the Whisk Turlington Show on 108.9 The Hawk. Christ. I really want that water treatment plant movie to work.
Yeah, I mean, it would work well, I think, as a movie.
Oh, my God. Achilles, thank you for joining us on 108.9 The Hawk. This is the interview portion. We have to preface that at the beginning of every interview portion.
Thank you for doing this, buddy. We've had you on our list for a bit because we're like, even though we didn't really get into music stuff, we were like, Achilles knows music. He's an amazing improviser.
Yeah, we did not even touch on music. Literally all Hollywood, and the fact that you can just basically film, like, when I think of a film Inside Baseball, it's like they're doing it on just like a small town baseball diamond that doesn't even have like the back fence, but it has like a banner that just says City Field.
Yeah.
Like one set of bleachers, and they're like, yeah, that's what it is.
I do feel like it is like, have a location is like not a bad, if you're making an indie movie, that's like not a bad actually piece of advice. If it's like, oh, if you have a location that you can have for a long time.
Look, honestly, like that is like when you're teaching sketch, and if you shift into teach a web series, when we used to do those, like back in the day, it would like, honestly, there you go. You would just be like, use what you have. If you've got a that's good, figure something out about it. Like, how many business web series are there just because someone temped in an office?
Oh, God. Yeah. That they have access to the fucking office over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many things like that have been made because, they had access to some random location.
But Achilles, you are an amazing writer. You wrote on Broad City. You're directing now. Audible original series?
Yeah. Yeah, writing and directing those have been really fun.
That is fantastic. It looks like you did Christmas Delivery, Motivated with Rob Riggle, and most importantly, Hit Job with Pete Davidson, but good friend Eric Cunningham.
Yep, yeah, Eric Cunningham.
Yeah, who, when Hit Job first showed me the early drafts, I was like, you know nothing about horror. What are you doing? Like, I kept being like, change this, do this, but he's unbelievably funny, so it all works out.
That was really fun. That was like my first time working on that type of thing, was on Hit Job, which Eric created. So hopefully we get to do more. We'll see.
Those are all on Audible. You can listen
audible.com.
to those. Audible.com.
But we knew each other from UCB days, but we also, probably the only time we actually worked together, but it was for a while, was another Eric Cunningham. We used to do a show called Night Late.
For a while
at the theater.
Yeah, we did that for a while. And that's like such a fun premise, because it's like, you do a late night show with a new host every single week. And actually, like, Eric ended up like shooting like a legit like pilot for that
which
show,
which was excellent.
Crazy.
I was in the audience for that, and it was really good.
I remember us like working on just like a bunch of random bits for that, and I think we also did like a sketch cram, like a random sketch cram.
I think we did do a sketch cram together. We always, when we're talking to our guests, because we are a fake classic rock radio station, Achilles, what is your relationship with classic rock? I know at the very least your relationship with the Beatles, but you should definitely expound on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is my relationship to music in general, is like largely through the Beatles, because like I got into them when I was a kid when they released the Beatles anthology. And like I knew like the name the Beatles, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a like funny weird name for a band, but I didn't like, I couldn't name you their songs. I just knew they had songs that existed. And then I watched the Beatles anthology and I was like, oh, this story's amazing. And then I realized like, oh, all those songs that I had already like loved, you know, growing up, was like, oh, they wrote this. They wrote this. Because it almost felt like, like the crazy thing about the Beatles is like, they are also, it's weird to say the crazy thing about the Beatles. Like, there's so many crazy things about them.
Here's a little something about the Beatles.
Everything that's been said about the Beatles has been said a million times, but like, no other band has had a like career like them, at least in the way that like they've transformed, you know, they evolved as a band. And like one game I like to play almost is like, okay, what are bands now? And like, how would you track like the evolution of the Beatles through that? So like, thinking again, this is just like this weird mental game I like to play, but I was like, okay, if the Beatles were like, if like you start out with like early The Strokes, and then The Strokes became NSYNC, and then NSYNC became Radiohead, and then Radiohead, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, like they grew so much as and that was part of like what my connection with them early on was, like, oh, I thought these were all different bands that were singing these songs.
Yeah.
It was just all them. So that was like crazy to me. And then, you know, through that, the love of that as a kid, it, that's basically like, that made me experiment with other bands, you know, like be like, oh, okay, so like I like the Beatles, what are other stuff like the Beatles, or what are other things that are reacting to that? And so it's always through that lens, but it's like how I got into like David Bowie and, you know, like a bunch of other groups that were like, I would say you would call like David Bowie classic rock, but he's he's almost like there's a tier of classic rock where it's like, that's classic rock, and then there's almost one where it's like parallel, it's like the alternative to classic rock, but like still fits into that world of classic rock. And I feel like I'm more in that kind of zone, you know. As a
I
fan.
Do think Bowie is a good example of an artist who was very much like the Beatles in terms of like so many different and completely varied eras.
Yeah,
you know, even though he had a much longer career you know, it still sounded like Bowie, but you had like, you know, the Berlin stuff, and then you had like the 80s stuff, and then you had like Tin Machine, and then you had like, really likes Nine Inch Nails now, and then, you know, the weirder albums at the end.
I mean, David Bowie, and not saying this in a detrimental way, is such like the ultimate tofu of classic rock, in that he would take on the thing he just saw.
Yeah.
And then sometimes make it better, like sometimes make it equal, but just like Klaus Nomi, I'm doing that now. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Glam, I'm doing that. Or like, and it's like, it ends up being a chicken and the egg situation for him.
Yeah.
Achilles, any plugs you want to get out here to the,
you can do it now, baby.
You can do any plugs now. The strike is over.
The strike is over, baby. I guess the only thing I'll plug is I do, at the moment, I do a weekly improv show here in New York City at Caveat every Sunday at 7:30 PM called Rat Scraps.
Rat Scraps.
Very fun improv show. We get guest monologists to come on and we improvise off of those stories. And then I got a couple of things coming up, but probably not like when this will come out, so like it won't make any sense, but
no stuff is coming, listener. There is some stuff coming.
Stuff is coming, but who knows when it will
who come knows
out. We'll see.
Hey, man, surely. Awesome. It's our Achilles,
thank you so much for doing this. 108.9 The Honk was created, written, and performed by Jason Gore and Jeff Garlock. New episodes of 108.9 The Honk are released weekly on Thursdays. To hear all episodes of 108.9 The Honk and learn more about the show, go to 108.9thehonk.com. To support the show and get bonus episodes, videos, and episodes 1 week in advance, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/1089thehawk. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky, and Threads. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And most importantly, tell your friends to listen to the world's greatest podcast about a fictional classic rock radio station, 108.9 The Honk.